Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Rome Resources. Paul Barrett joins us now. Paul, hello, how are you?
Hi, fine, thanks.
So news out the other day about a new zone of mineralization that you seem to have discovered at Montagoma there in the eastern DRC. It's only XRF for the time being, but it does look promising. So should we kick off with you telling us a little bit about what the implications of that might be?
Yes, absolutely. So as part of the drilling program that we're undertaking, which is drilling deeper under the existing drill holes, we're offsetting out to the east. And this hole 30 encountered, although it's a weathered zone, so visibly cassiterite is quite difficult to see in the weathered zone, but the XRF has shown that there is tin in the shallow sequence, and that's completely unexpected for a couple of reasons. One, you're just expecting to go through the metamorphics and then down into the existing zones that we'd found, and secondly, we're outside the footprint of the geochemical soil anomaly. So you know, the soil anomaly was our original kind of exploration tool that we used to identify the drilling locations. Being outside that, but actually still encountering quite what looks like a relatively significant tin zone, very shallow, near surface, with no tin anomaly in the soil, is quite interesting. And it begs the question as to why. And I think the answer there is that if we're down the flank of the hillside, the topography is quite steep, and with the tropical conditions, there's a lot of runoff and a lot of erosion. So I think a lot of that tin anomaly that was there has been eroded away. So for us, it's really positive because it suggests that we should keep looking on the northeastern flank, because that's obviously where we found this. We're going to be drilling a couple of holes to the north of that to chase that. A couple of holes to the south, as well as continuing with the deeper program. So it's got the potential for additional resource over and above what we'd already thought we had.
And we mentioned that it was XRF at this point. When do you expect the assays to come back and kind of prove this theory to be either true or not true?
Well, I think the fact that we had a bit of a mechanical problem with hole 30, I had to abandon it at 70 meters, so we're having to re-drill it. It will give us two sets of cores, obviously, but I think we really, looking at the history of how long it takes to get the cores out of country, well, off-site, out of country, into Johannesburg, then we're probably talking at least a month. So I would say towards the latter part of July, we should start to get some assays. We've got some other holes that we've been drilled. A lot of those are in, along with tin, a lot of copper. So there'll be some interesting results on those coming out as well. But this RNS, as you alluded to, was just about this one particular tin zone that we found. So there's lots of other things going on at the same time. We keep putting the news out whenever it arrives. So just keep everybody informed.
So tell us a bit more about those other things then. Now, what's the sort of broader picture with the work on the ground that Rome is undertaking?
So there's a combination. We are undertaking a resource estimate at the moment with MSA in Johannesburg, and they will probably take the rest of this month to do that. And that's based on effectively the drilling results and the assays that we obtained up to the point around about middle March. So now that we restarted drilling last month, we then have quite a lot of new material which we're working on the, as well as the resource estimate. We're doing some metallurgy work, so we're getting some core material to a lab in Canada to look at the mineralogy and then look at how we might be able to extract, because it's slightly different to Alphamin as far as we've got additional copper and zinc, especially in the overburden near surface. So that's something that we want to try and make sure that we monetize in the process of digging out the tin. And so that will then be how to work out the flow sheet in terms of how the metallurgy is going to get worked out. So that's very important work that we're doing at the moment. We're just basically drilling ahead on where we are with the program. And I think we'd probably be drilling for another 8 weeks, maybe 6 to 8 weeks, something like that.
And how many drill rigs have you got at work for you guys at the moment?
We've got three physically drilling. One is still being worked on, but we've got three active, which all on Montagoma at the moment. So there's three Montagoma holes going down as we speak.
It's quite an extensive program of work, I think. It's fair to say, at least in comparison to what other exploration companies are able to put together in this current mining and metals environment in which we're in.
Yes, I mean, we're very grateful to Stanvik Minerals for coming in just at the tail end of last year with additional strategic funding, which has allowed us to expand the program. It is quite a focused program. Obviously, it's the two, well, now it's only Montagoma that we're drilling on, but the two prospects that we have, Kalitin and Montagoma, the polymetallic. So we are very focused in that. It's not a regional exploration program by any means. And so I think that's kind of keeping people focused on what we're doing.
Now, you mentioned Alphamin a moment ago there, Paul. Tell us a little bit about the significance of Alphamin to your position. It's not too far away from where you are. And also a little bit about developments there. There's been some corporate activity, as I understand it.
Yes, that's right. So Alphamin are eight kilometres away. Obviously, they're producing tin, highest grade tin mine in the world, and it's a very, very good business. And so we have a bit of a working relationship with Alphamin at the moment in terms of logistics and what have you. So that's kind of ongoing. But I think the larger picture is that if we have some decent resources on the tin side coming out towards the end of this year after the update, then, you know, Alphamin only have about 7 or 8 years of mine life. So they do need to start thinking at this early stage of replacing resources. And clearly 8 kilometers away is in the DRC is really absolutely next door. So that's something that we will look at in terms of a conversation. You're right that Denham Capital sold their 56% stake to the Abu Dhabi IRH state fund, and that is quite interesting because I believe it's their first foray into both tin and the DRC. They were thinking about the DRC late last year, but not overly convinced because of the security issues. Obviously, they've become comfortable with that, and I think a lot of that is also the changing scenario of minerals there, with the US coming in and trying to do deals, that things are starting to normalize a bit more. And so that all helps the business proposition of exploring in that part of the world for us.
So finally, Paul, to close it out, we've been talking about tin, you know, off and on throughout this conversation. What's your view of tin at the moment? Where does it sit in terms of its outlook and pricing?
Well, the outlook's very, very solid. I mean, longer term, certainly, if you look at the requirements for AI, the number, you know, advanced computing and chips, etc., tin is a very important part of that story, as well as electric vehicles and solar panels, etc. So I think longer term, the demand is there. Tin is a metal that is quite difficult to recycle. You can only recycle, I think, about 20% of the world's tin is recycled, which is, compared to copper, is very small. So the supply will continue to be required to be upgraded. There have been some supply issues, but they're kind of short-term things. But I think longer term, yeah, the price at around about $30,000 a ton, I think that's highly sustainable. And in terms of profitability, so, you know, a mine like ours, if we take numbers from next door, then we're looking at about $12,000 a ton lifting and processing costs. So the margins are fantastic at $30,000 a ton.
Great. Well, so we look forward to the news flow that you've mentioned earlier, Paul. We look forward to checking in with you soon. But for now, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay. Thank you, Arthur.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,